And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is getting a new classroom, but you won't find it in any of the buildings on campus. It's the Sadie Ann, a 65-foot lake-going vessel described as a floating classroom that will be used for both research and instruction. It's currently getting its finishing touches for delivery this spring. Matthew Tenike is the director of the Lake Superior Research Institute, which will oversee its operation, and he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Matthew.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me on board.
So other universities that study bodies of water do have boats of their own. Our neighbor, the University of Minnesota Duluth, has the Large Lake Observatory, which has the Blue Heron, which is actually docked in Superior and I believe shared with your institute. So what's different about the Sadie Ann?
What's really unique about the Sadie Ann is she was designed with dual capacities in mind. And I think the key words, the floating classroom, really kind of clues your listeners into the idea of her being built to carry a large group of passengers on board, up to about 49 passengers. And she's certified by the U.S. Coast Guard to carry those passengers.
I know there's a lot of research and development and building it to your specifications. What's different about it than a boat that you might buy at a boat show?
Its size, as you mentioned, she's 65 feet in length. She has a beam of about 24 feet and a draft of just a little over 4.5 feet. When working with our naval architects, we wanted a boat that was stable for the typical person that doesn't have their sea legs about it. And they encouraged us to consider a catamaran hull. So it has two kinds of pontoons that are, to support it, compared to the typical monohull that you see on Western Lake Superior. The other thing that's really unique is the propulsion system. She has two John Deere diesel engines and then two ESCO Power electric motors from Belgium. So it's kind of like a hybrid system that will either run either diesel or battery powered, depending on the scenario. So we hope to see that the vessel will reduce the use of diesel and help with our greenhouse gas emissions.
Take us a little deeper, if you will, into the different uses and tell us, what the Research Institute does and the difference between that and what might be literally a classroom underwater.
Yeah, so my institute is an applied research center here. We've worked on a variety of research projects since its inception in the 60s here. And we look to solve environmental problems. One of the things that we believe that's important to the institute is to train upcoming researchers and scientists. And the best way to do that is to get them to work hands-on with scientists as we collect water samples and try to understand nearshore conditions, open lake conditions, changes that we may be experiencing from a variety of reasons. So I think it's a way to inspire people. It's a way to provide access. We know here in the Duluth Superior region, while we're all used to the western end of Lake Superior, it's still a struggle for many folks for a variety of reasons to have access to the water.
Mm-hmm. And do I understand correctly that there will simply be classes of just general studies or perhaps liberal arts, poetry of the lake or something like that?
Yeah, that's correct. It's easy for people to see it being used by the STEM field, so science, technology, engineering, and math. But we also think there's a great opportunity to take students out that are studying in the courses of humanities, the arts, for example. What a great way to get out and get into some of our the upper river into the wetlands areas to do some bird watching, drawing, painting of a wetlands, in their early spring blooms and stuff. So if you could dream it, we could do it. I think that's the possibility she brings.
And I am correct, right, that you do use the Blue Heron every now and then? There's cooperation between your institute and the Large Lakes Observatory?
Yes, that's true. We do have that cooperation and collaboration. In fact, the captain of the Blue Heron has sat on some of our search committees for our captain and program manager, as well as was a great resource to help us with the design and stuff. When we built the Sadie Ann early on, we conducted some market studies, And we were very intentional to make sure that we were not overlapping with our counterparts within the region. So the Blue Heron, as well as the EPA's Lake Guardian 2.
Mm-hmm. And that would be Captain Raw Lee of the Blue Heron. Who's the captain of the Sadie Anne?
His name is John Thielen. He has an extensive background in sailing truly solar-powered vessels to petroleum tankers off the West Coast.
So when will it be delivered? And is it, if I may ask, on time and on budget, or how are we doing on that?
Yeah, so it's definitely on budget. There's no issues there. On time, our time is starting to slip a little bit. It's always the case when you're on the cutting edge of technology that we will run into some challenges that we just didn't see them in the very beginning of the designing and through the construction process. So the build is slipping a little bit. We are anticipating now that the arrival will be the spring of 2025. So in reality, it's just a very few short months away from now. But I can't give you a specific date because a lot of that will also depend on Mother Nature and the weather. So she is being built in Harvey, Louisiana, so just outside of New Orleans. They have beautiful sailing weather all year round, but as we head north, we run into some challenges with winter and ice conditions that we'll just have to wait and see what the spring brings to us.
Okay, who named it the Sadie Anne and why?
That's a good question. It was the Swenson Family Foundation. They were the contributors to the build of the boat. The Swenson family chose to name the research vessel after Jim Swenson's mother, Sadie Anne, a 1932 UW Superior alumna. And this was really to honor her commitment to education.
And lastly, do you have a recording of the horn?
We do.
And there you have the Sadie Anne speaking for herself. We've been speaking with Matthew Ten Eyck, the director of the Lake Superior Research Institute. We've been talking about the Sadie Anne Floating Classroom. Thank you for joining us, Matthew.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.